What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast.
The Nollywood Life Podcast.
The Nollywood Life Podcast. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Nollywood Life Podcast, the show where we delve into the lives and struggles of filmmakers and content creators in Nigeria, particularly the ones that I have not blown. And I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. Yes, that is the introduction. We do this every day, every episode. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube, be sure to give this video a subscribe, a thumbs up, and subscribe to the channel. Give this video a like and subscribe to the channel and press that bell so as to be notified whenever we drop a new podcast episode. I don't know why we said we drop, it's just me that is dropping the episodes, but hey, that's how it is to talk in these things, so we're doing it anyway. Okay, back to the show. Today we're going to be talking about something very, very crucial in the filmmaking business. But a lot of people don't seem to pay attention to these things, especially independent filmmakers. And you know, we want to be filmmakers that are just getting started in the industry and just want to, you know, blow. And it is casting actors. What is casting? This is something that I've got to learn over the years. This is something I've got to learn over the years in being in the industry. Casting, there is no other simple way to put it. Casting is essentially choosing an actor to play a role in a movie or a film. Yeah, and casting is not as easy as it seems. And it is so important that not many people actually realize it, especially we filmmakers, we newer filmmakers, and some veteran filmmakers too, if you ask me, to be very honest. So why is casting important? It is important because when you are telling a story, it has to be believable. The audience have to believe every aspect of it, and everything comes down to how you present the story, how you introduce the characters, how you want your audience to perceive the characters in the story. And you can't just choose anybody to play any character just because they are good at acting. There are so many factors to consider when choosing actors, and this is something that I had to learn the hard way. Case study example, Cloud9. This is no shade to my guy. So the actor Victor Adebayo, who played Desmond in my short film Cloud9, is a very good actor, but in my very humble opinion, and this is actually on me because I did so many things wrong on that project that I personally think I did wrong, but a lot of people might not see it that way. But one of the things I did wrong was casting Victor Adebayo for Cloud9. Not because of anything, but because originally he wasn't even the actor I wanted to use for Cloud9. The original actor I wanted to use, Victor Omachi, it's weird that they're both called Victor, was the person that I wanted to use. But he wasn't available, so I had to go with who was available, and Victor Adebayo was available. But it worked. The film worked. The film was good, but he did not bring out the character the way I would have wanted him to, and the way I would have wanted the audience to have, you know, received him. And that is really not his fault, because I did not consider these factors that I'm about to list out now when it comes to casting an actor for a role. So, factors to consider. This is some education right here, so I think a lot of people are going to like learn some stuff from this. Factors to consider when casting an actor for a role. The actor's delivering lines. The actor has to be good at delivering his lines. He has to be able to memorize lines and deliver them well, as every actor should. The actor's age and height. Well, the age is not really an issue, but sometimes they are kind of important, because with age comes experience, and when you are experienced, you kind of know how to be versatile in different roles and how old these characters might be. Sometimes you can be older than the character. it happens everywhere. When a 23 years old is playing a 16 year old character, it's normal. So yeah, age. But then height. His height is important. I mean, and when I say height, I don't just mean the height of the actor, because you also need to consider the height of the character in relation to another character whom they might be, you know, interacting with in the film. Because you wouldn't want to pick a tall person for your protagonist, then your antagonist is this short guy who is supposed to be dominant to the protagonist, but then the protagonist is looking down at the antagonist like, you cannot do anything to me, I'm taller than you. You know, I mean, the height is important. You need to, you know, factor all those things. The actor's skin color. Some people might say this is skin racist. Oh my god, I feel like I said the R word on a public platform. I feel like people are going to say this is discriminatory to people of certain skin colors, but I personally don't think that is the case, because if you're telling a story and the character happens to be light-skinned, the actor just has to be light-skinned. It's not discriminatory if I'm telling a story about a light-skinned character and you are dark-skinned, no matter how good you are, this character is light-skinned, unless some compromises can be made, which in some cases that can work, but in some other cases it doesn't work. So you have to factor in the skin colors of these actors as well. Another thing is the actor's face and body type and how malleable it is. An example of something like this, I think I would say Dayemi Okunlawon. Dayemi Okunlawon is a very good actor, but you can never cast Dayemi for a good guy role. His face gives you this bad guy, this villainous, antagonistic face. So when you see Dayemi, you see bad guy on a good day. So when you're casting him, you know he has to be a bad guy. And if he's a good guy, he's not going to be the good guy. He's just going to be one of those people who support the good guys, but they still have the tendencies to be bad. That's just how his face is, you know. So faces are important. And how malleable, when I say how malleable, especially when it comes to casting girls, because usually when it comes to casting girls, because a lot of makeup is going to be involved, you know, how can you make this character? Sometimes you can cast an actor because this actor is so good, you just want this actor to play this character, but the actor doesn't look too much like this character, so you're going to have to use some makeup to make this actor look like this character, you know. But if the actor's face is not malleable enough, as in you can't really manipulate how this actor looks, and a lot of people right now, with the way society is now, would see what I just said as a bad thing, because it's like, why can't her face be good enough to know, you know, this Yamati to say online. But sometimes you just have to call a spade. We need to be able to manipulate your face to look like what we are trying to tell, to look like the character, the face of the character for the story we're trying to tell. It's important. So yeah, there are many other factors to consider when casting, but these are just some off the top of my head that I can remember and think of, because I saw these things with my own eyes when making my own short film Cloud Nine, and these are things that I learned from. Again, Victor Adebayo is not a bad actor. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you give him another role that was not as intense as the role of Desmond in Cloud Nine, he probably would have killed it even way more, you know. Fadi, on the other hand, was quite a good actor. I mean, he, even though he kind of died for most of the film, I mean, he died well, so we can say that. So yeah, which, I mean, speaking of Fade and Victor, who are very good friends of mine, here is another thing I would like you to consider when, you know, casting. If you want to cast your friend, you know, because of budget and whatnot, you don't have much, and especially if you can't afford an audition, you would want to cast a friend, it will be important to cast people who live lives closely related to the life of the character that you would like them to play, particularly because sometimes your friends may not be very good actors, or they might be very good actors, but they have, you know, a particular type of role that they would be good at. So it's important to like look look at these things so you can know where these people are actually good at, so you don't typecast them in wrongly. Because hey, it helps. And when you do this well, they will play the role well. Because hey, an actor may be very good, but if you cast them wrongly, they won't deliver. And when I say they won't deliver, I don't mean like they won't deliver lines, because they may be very good, they might memorize all the lines on your script. But when I say they won't deliver is if all these factors are not checked in, and then everything, when you like bring them and all the other actors and all the characters together and you say this actor is playing this character, the audience would not look at this character and go, this character fits. Example, if you're telling a story of a character who is poor and suffering, he gets bullied a lot, he's timid and whatnot, and then you go and cast somebody who has been working out for like 3 years, he's big, he's muscular, his face looks like the one that you can beat, when you see him, you will fear will catch you. It doesn't work, because how do you want the audience to believe that this guy is suffering and he's being bullied? He looks like someone that can beat anybody that comes his way. So, you know, these are things that you need to consider. And he will deliver the lines, he will cry if he's supposed to cry, he will do everything very well, but he doesn't look like someone that is supposed to be crying like that. So yeah, that's the thing, it doesn't work. Casting has to be on point, essentially. If you don't cast well, your film is nonsense. You can have the best, I won't say it's just casting if you don't cast well. If you don't do literally whatever your part is when it comes to filmmaking for telling a story, if you don't do your part well, the whole film is in shambles. So whether you are casting the director, whether you're casting the actors or you're directing, you're writing, producing, cinematography, editing, whatever your part is in the process of making a film, if you don't do your part well, you will not have a good film. But casting is important, because once you have a good script, you have a good director. Well, I think casting and directing, they kind of go hand in hand, but directing is a different approach. But if you don't select actors well for the roles you would like them to play, you may not have a great film, because people won't be able to relate because of how these actors look, how they deliver, how they portray the character. And yeah, that is pretty much it. Cast well. Do your homework. Don't bring anyhow person to come and be acting in your film. And that's pretty much what I have for you guys today. And I think this has been a 12 minutes episode. I can't believe that I spent up to 12 minutes. I felt like I was talking for like 2-3 minutes or even more. I don't know, I just didn't think I was going to spend up to 12 minutes. I was hoping I would spend less than 12 minutes, because I really didn't have much points to talk in this episode. But yeah, 12 minutes is good. I'm glad we had some things to learn from this episode. So yeah, be sure to give this video a like if you're watching it on YouTube. Subscribe and hit that bell so you don't miss any new updates whenever I drop a new podcast episode. And of course, this podcast is available literally wherever you get your podcast. I have another YouTube channel. It is Kevin T. Solomon, where I drop other videos about how I see life. I used to make skits on that channel, but I don't make skits anymore. So it's pretty much random stuff now about my thoughts and random videos I make. You can also subscribe to our other YouTube channel, Where Is The Big Dreams. This is where we drop our short films. I say we because it's not just me that runs that channel. We are a lot of people. And yeah, we make short films. We have another one we're working on, so subscribe to that channel. And we will keep you updated on everything that goes up there. And follow me on all my social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. Kevin T. Solomon, KevinTSolomon. KevinTSolomon. Yes, that's my username everywhere. Follow me on all of them, because I'm very lonely and I need friends. And yeah, I guess I'll see you guys, or you guys will see me or hear from me in another episode. I'll see you guys next week. Cheers. Awkward Podcast out. Bye-bye.